The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure, Otto.
Pleasure to be here.
Just before we get going, I just want to bring everybody's attention to what Project Independence actually is. Project Independence is the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. And that's done through very, very many avenues. We include transportation for shopping and medical visits, at-home help, social work services. I tell everybody every week, call 311, ask your question. And 99% of the time, there's somebody within the town that can come to your aid, help you with whatever simple thing it is, or we're going to direct you someplace and say, we don't handle that, but we have a partnership someplace. The Project Independence has so many partners throughout the town of North Hempstead, and the whole focus is to help you age in place with dignity and be happy with your life. Today, we have Erin Riley with us, and Erin is the Chief Sustainability Officer at the Town of North Hempstead. Erin covers so many topics from the STOP program, which has been mentioned on this program, the compost program, clean energy. We need clean living too.
You cover both, right?
Call 311 for clean living.
Yeah,
right. Erin, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure, and thank you so much. What you cover in the town, it's so important because you're just reading about it every day. Mm-hmm. You know, the environment and just people wanting to be safe, but at the same time, do things, be mindful of how you're using the stuff that's on this planet.
Yeah,
and don't hurt it for somebody
important.
Else.
Yes, mindfulness is very important. How we use our resources and how we dispose of things once we're finished with them have a huge impact on our quality of life and even just the cost of our government services.
Exactly. Let's go with disposing, since you happen to say how you're disposing, which is the STOP program.
STOP is one of our big programs at the town. It stands for Stop Throwing Out Pollutants. It's an acronym. We run 5 events every year, and they're very popular. We get over 1,000 residents at every event. And at the STOP program, the town collects from residents and helps you dispose of a wide range of products. Pharmaceuticals, that's very important. I'll come back to that in a second. Household hazardous waste like pesticides, petroleum products, like used motor oil or oil-based paints, things like that. And then we accept, a little bit different than other programs, we also accept donations of gently used clothing and household goods. So if you don't know where to go, or if you have a bag of clothes, bring it with you to the event. We'll take it, get it donated. And then electronic waste is very important. A lot of people are aware that electronic waste have a range of things in them, from hazardous materials, but also very valuable metals, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know where to put it. According to New York State law, I want to make everybody aware, you now cannot put that stuff out on your curb for pickup. Your garbage carters are not allowed to pick it up. They'll actually get a ticket. They're actually in violation of the law if they take it from you.
I never knew that.
Yes. So we hold these events so you can bring them to us 5 times a year. So all of your electronic, I guess, TVs, printers we were talking about before the show.
TVs are good with that.
TVs, yeah.
I thought you just meant computers.
Computers. Wow. Anything in your kitchen with a cord, except for like a toaster or microwave. Things like that. And then we give them to a vendor. The vendor takes them apart, and they responsibly dispose of the hazardous materials.
Okay.
And then they can package up the reusable materials and sell them. And that way it's not going into the landfill.
5 times a year. So can a person do something in the interim?
Yes.
If they have a TV they want to get rid of?
For electronic waste specifically, you can take most of your electronic waste to big box retailers. So in addition to towns offering programs, the state requires big box retailers to take them back also.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it only by size? Like, I'll use an example. Recently, I had to get a new computer,
mm-hmm.
and the old computer used a USB port,
mm-hmm.
which is about the size of what they can't see on the radio, of course, but about the size of that bottle that you have over there.
Okay.
Is that something that would have to go through the STOP program, or do I just throw that in the garbage?
No, if it's electronic waste, it should
come through
the
recycling.
STOP program.
STOP, even though it's not... The size doesn't matter, in other words.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't have to be a big TV.
Nope.
It could be a small electronic device of some
kind.
Yeah,
anything down to a phone is e-waste.
Right.
Yep.
And you said not toasters or...
Toasters don't really have, like, computer parts. It just has electricity and a
heating
coil.
Oh, it's computer. Okay,
okay.
Yeah,
so it's
really
the electronic.
Yeah.
But keeping things simple, if somebody took the toaster, they're still going to take it at the location. I mean, when in doubt, err on the side of being conservative,
yes,
and bring the toaster with the computer. What
that
difference
is the
does
truth.
It make?
Yes. We will make sure that it's disposed of responsibly.
Right.
That's even if we don't give it to
point.
One vendor, we'll give it to the other. The other thing that I want to mention about this program is pharmaceutical disposal. And this is a really important topic for Long Islanders, largely because of our drinking water supply and because we live on bays and estuaries, and those are very important to our quality of life. For a long time, people were told that when you were done with pharmaceuticals, to flush them down the toilet or put them down the drain. What that means is that it ends up in our groundwater supply or it ends up in our bays and our estuaries. That's a very bad thing. It's very bad for animal life. It's very bad for the people who later drink the water. It's very expensive to remove it from the water for the water suppliers. So what we do is we collect pharmaceuticals at the stop events. We work with Nassau County Police Department and the Port Washington Police District to collect the drugs. And then they are anonymously taken to the Covanta facility where they are incinerated. So we encourage all residents to bring them to us. It's a very safe and easy and fast drop-off. It's the first stop you make when you come into the stop program. You know, it's,
okay,
it's a wonderful
what
thing.
What about the container that the pharmaceutical or the drug comes in? You know, you get the thing from the drugstore. A little plastic
bottle. Yeah.
Do you keep that and send that with
no.
the stop program, or do you dispose of that?
You can do either. We ask everyone to, at your home, dump your drugs into one plastic bag and just bring it to us.
Okay.
But if you bring us a bottle, even if it has your name on it and it's got all your medication in it, it's just going to go right into a large black plastic bag and nobody's ever going to look at it again. And that will get incinerated.
I'm just curious. I can just visualize now tons of pharmaceuticals coming to a place. How did they get rid of them? You know, what happens at that point in time?
They get incinerated.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, and that's the safest way to dispose of them.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
When you think of the amount of drugs, that when the whole concept of throwing them down the toilet, because you can't get that out of the water.
Tons.
You know, you can take a piece of paper, you could take a some other piece of plastic. Once it's dissolved, when you think of the drinking water, it's just seeping through the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That it does behoove people to do the proper thing.
It does, and especially when you're talking about things that have hormones in them, that affects, you know, reproduction of fish and wildlife. You know, you see those effects relatively quickly. So,
And if you look on TV now with all the side effects of the various drugs, if you mix all these things together, I can only imagine what it does.
Right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really.
Yeah.
Do we have a stop date coming up?
We do. We have five, so we've scheduled them. We have on Saturday, April 9th, that's at Tully Park. We have on Sunday, May 22nd, that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. And then in June, we have one on the 26th, which is Sunday, and that's at Westbury High School. That's a first ever stop event in the Westbury, Newcastle area.
Okay.
We finally found a community partner to work with. We're very excited, so please join us there. And then September 17th, Saturday, back at Tully Park, and October 30th, Sunday, at North Hempstead Beach Park.
The most important thing to remember is 311. If you're not jotting down these dates, but just when you see you have waste to get dispose of, call 311, ask them when the next date is, and put the stuff aside so you do it responsibly.
Yeah, I think the point to me is try not to be lazy about it. Try to be aware of the fact that this does do damage and that we all contribute in a small way to what goes on. You know, you think, well, it's just me and it's one little thing of pills, I'll just dump them. Mm-hmm. But that's really not the right attitude to have, because if everybody thought that, then we'd be in big trouble.
I agree.
It's true. You know.
Where did the clothes go?
This year, we were working with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So,
oh, nice. Okay.
Yep. So we work with different contractors from time to time. Right now, we're working with them.
Okay. Because everybody has gently used clothing. So if you're going to one of these events to throw it in garbage, bring some clothes. It's such a nice idea that you're helping out somebody. And so many people on Long Island are in need that you don't realize it, but they are.
It's true. And so many people come to our event and say, oh, I had no idea you accepted donations. I have a whole pile of stuff that I was looking for something to do. So, you know, be informed. We do.
Does it go directly to the people in need from there? In other words, like you said, Big Brothers and...
That's like Salvation Army. They're going to divide it up and go there and take the clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
and
usually the way those work.
Yeah, and they have different programs.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't sell it. It's given out.
I guess that's what I'm asking, because there are certain situations where they get the clothes and then they sell the clothes.
Right.
For profit. Right.
Yeah, that's not.
I mean, even though it's considered a charity, but it turns out to be a sort of a business.
Yeah, no, that's what St. Vincent de Paul does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're selling it for 50 cents and a dollar.
No, I mean, it's reasonable,
yeah.
But some people can't even afford that.
No, I agree with you, 100%.
Yeah.
everyone's going to realize that things go very fast here. So we're already, you know, into this segment. And we want to try to cover a lot of different topics. The next one I'd like to get on is composting.
Yeah, another disposal program. It's a great program. So the town, for anybody out there who is interested in gardening or just conscientious disposal of your kitchen waste, the town offers discounted composters to residents. It's a small, like a deck-sized composter, so something you can put right out in your backyard or out by your back door, not like a huge. It's not a large one. It's a small, manageable one.
It's like a keg of beer.
It's like a keg of beer. I guess it is. It's like a keg of beer. Exactly. It's about that size.
I've seen it.
Yes.
That will give me a good image.
See,
yeah, it's like that. So we purchase them in bulk, and then we sell them to residents for $50, so we pass the discount on to you. And the idea is that it keeps all that organic waste from going into a landfill, and also lets us reuse all that valuable organic matter and get all those nutrients back into the garden where they belong. So all we ask is that residents, you know, call 311, sign up to purchase one, and then you have to come to Clark Gardens and take a class with either one of my staff or one of our horticulturalists to teach you how to use it and answer any questions you have about, you know, maintaining the proper balance between, you know, green and brown matter and that type of thing. That's a really great program.
Those classes on the weekends, do you know what's...
Yeah, we offer a mix. We start them up in, I think, May and go through September, and then we offer them during the day and in the evenings during the week, and then we have a morning option on the weekends.
Could that help me grow tomatoes?
I
have
really
a reputation of being a non-tomato grower. It's been going on for years.
Oh, compost
I get like
is great
one or two tomatoes a year. It usually averages out to about $35 a tomato.
Sounds like you need some nitrogen.
I need help.
Yeah.
Actually, the statistic, 15%. Mm-hmm. By composting, 15% of solid waste is removed from the general number, which is tremendous because I have friends that are gardeners, and the ones that use compost, they take the eggs, they chop everything up. Mm-hmm. The gardens really are. You can't imagine the difference. Everything is greener. Everything is bigger. I mean, and it's part of it. If you're a gardener, it's part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this instead of going out and buying chemicals, which is really what you're doing, you know, these different hot projects or, you know, different type of fertilizer. I'm not mentioning any names. This is organic.
Yeah.
You know, even coffee. Somebody told me coffee grinds.
Coffee grinds are great.
Yeah. They just take the coffee grinds and throw them into the yard.
Mm-hmm. And people use those every day. So
right.
A small amount of waste every day, if you add it up, that's bulky. And that's a lot of nutrients that could be going right into your garden.
So what do? You put the kitchen garbage into a pail of some kind?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Essentially, I mean... once a day or even after every meal, you could go and dump what's called your green waste, which are like your vegetable peelings, your coffee grinds, and then eggshells are a great one because they have a lot of calcium and phosphorus. That's great for tomato plants.
Mm.
It's great for tomato plants.
Yes.
And you mix them with something with a brown, which is something that's more carbon-based, so dead leaves. So if you keep a bag of brown leaves right by the composter, every time you add some wet green waste to it, you throw in some brown waste, turn it a few times, and the oxygen starts like a combustion process, and it all breaks down into that rich black soil.
Hmm.
It's great.
And then you can just scoop it out as you need it. You can even go into your individual flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
It can go into anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really should be for the garden, but anything that's growing in your yard.
You don't have to do anything to it.
No.
You just sort
turn
of
sprinkle
let it lay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially it does the work by itself.
You have to turn it, though, right?
You have to turn it just to let oxygen get into the middle of it.
Yeah. Hmm.
Because you don't want it to, it'll get hot, and then if it doesn't get oxygen into the middle of the mass, it'll just burn itself out.
Hmm.
So you want to keep turning that.
Almost like a bingo thing.
Like a bingo thing.
That's, you know, I saw it last year, the reason I know about it, and I just never got to get it, and I wanted it, and I just never followed
up.
Do
you grow tomatoes?
No, I have flowers. I don't do tomatoes.
Okay.
I tried years ago. I gave up, but the flowers I do.
Yeah. I was going to give up. I might give it one more shot.
You should give it a try. It really works. There's no question about it.
That's true.
And again, it's just another initiative that the town has put in place, one, to help residents enjoy life, but at the same time, you're doing something very functional and very purposeful for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination.
See, now one of the complications now, which creates a problem too, is K-cups. The fact that the coffee grinds now, I would have to basically break open each K-cup, which I could do. But then you still have the K-cup part of it, and that's an issue.
It is. They do sell compostable K-cups.
Wow.
They break down a lot longer. It takes a lot longer to break down, but they are compostable. But K-cups are a burgeoning solid waste issue. You know, it's a lot of material, and it's a lot of energy that goes into making those little pods for such a convenient one-time use.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. I saw something that, I guess it's Green Mountain. Mm-hmm. We may be not supposed to mention company names, but...
You just did.
But, yeah, I know. By the year 2020, mm-hmm. are supposed to have a solution to that problem.
Hmm.
So that gives them 4 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we're talking to Erin Riley, who is the Chief Sustainability Officer at the Town of North Hempstead. We'll be right back.